This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me, the founder of Audiophile and its editor, Robin Witten. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Joe.
How's your month been?
It's been good, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you about some more audiobooks, as I always do.
And I know that if it's you, there will be at least two mysteries we get to talk about. Those are my Easter eggs.
Yes, well, I've done very well with mysteries this week.
Oh, good.
A lot of interesting things come out in the summer. Let's just start off with one of the books that's really at the top of the list already. And this is Daniel Silva's new thriller, The Cellist. And it's read by Eduardo Ballerini.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Now, George Guidel owned that series. What happened?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe the publishers just felt they wanted a change. And, you know, this is one of, in Silva's Gabriel Alon series. There are many of them. They all sort of run international spycraft, terrorist plots that are foiled. And this time we have a Russian oligarch, money laundering, bank fraud. Sounds great, right?
Sounds like the front page. Yeah.
So, but I think what is new here, some repeating characters, but what's new is having a different narrator.
I know. And you are a huge fan of this series. How was it for you making that switch? That can be weird.
It can. And I was perhaps hesitant to make a switch to listen to a new narrator. But I was really confident that Eduardo, who is so terrific, would have a different, maybe a different take than George's in previous audiobooks. But, you know, he wouldn't let listeners down.
Well, he's so good. I mean, well, look, they're both golden voices. So we love them both. It's just different.
Yes, I knew that it was different, but it wasn't a totally different approach, I would say. Perhaps the difference is maybe there are slightly broader characters, more accents. But, you know, I'm not comparing one to one. It was a year ago that I listened to last year's Daniel Silva. And now we're here with The Cellist.
Well, this is actually very high on my list. So I'm very glad you're talking about it. Should we listen to a little of Eduardo, or do you want to say more about the book first?
We can say a little bit more about Eduardo, but let's listen to him in this. Gabriel Alon is interviewing the cellist, who is a young German banker and musician.
This is The Cellist by Daniel Silva, read by Eduardo Ballerini.
Her starting salary was 100,000 pounds a year. Before bonuses, she pointed out. That's a great deal of money. It was a pittance by Rhine Bank standards, especially in London. But it was three or four times what I would have earned if I was playing the cello in a European orchestra. I thought you wanted to be a soloist.
I did.
Then why did you study mathematics?
I was afraid I wasn't good enough.
You played it safe?
I earned degrees from two prestigious institutions of higher learning and secured a high-paying position with one of the world's largest banks. I don't think of myself as a failure.
Nor should you. I'm only sorry you allowed your extraordinary talent to go to waste.
Obviously it hasn't.
Her face flushed with anger.
But what about you? Was it always your dream to be a spy?
I did not choose this life, Isabel. It was chosen for me.
he does Gabriel very well, very well. I like that accent, and there's a kind of slight huskiness to his voice that I like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course, Gabriel has aged over this series, I realized as I was listening to there's quite a bit of backstory. So there's, you know, someone's just picking up the series here. They're going to be fine. But, you know, Eduardo has done many, many things, as we've talked about before, but he's done thrillers fairly recently. He did the Dean Koontz's The Watchers, which was an Audie Award winner a couple years ago.
Yep.
Just did David Baldacci's A Gambling Man. Got earphones from us.
He just is really, really good. Though he's wonderful with literary fiction. He's really good with thrillers because he just knows how to pace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so important when you're narrating a thriller. I think pacing is primary.
Yes, and not giving too much away. Always important.
Okay, that is The Cellos by Daniel Silva, read by Eduardo Ballerini. Okay, we're off to a good start, Robin. Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, A Movie in Your Mind, featuring dramatized adaptations of comics like Archie, Dark Horse, Vault, Dynamite, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. And follow us here at Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcast, and then leave us a rating on Apple. It does help people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.